Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Before I look at some numbers and stuff, I'll go to Jeff. Jeff, anecdotally, not diving deep into anything, right? But just your gut as a fan that watches every game, cares tremendously. Do you think the offense has looked better over the last 2 weeks than it did the first 2 weeks?
I would say yes, but the only reason why I feel as though it looks like that is because of how bad the defense has been. And that's not to take anything away from them, but they know me and Bish, it was me and EB, actually. Our offense have to score 34 points if we're going to win the games from the way our defense have been performing. But I think it looks good, but it can be better. Like once, you know, Terry get back and he gets in the full swing of things, JD5 get over his little rust, it's going to be moving even better than what it is now.
So I think there's a statistically, it's not exactly the case. They had their most total yards week one against the Giants. They went for 430 yards. They ran for 220. They passed for 212. Week one against the Giants is the only game they passed for more than 200 yards. The Packers game was by far their lowest output. They ran for 51 yards in that game. In the 3 out of 4 games, they've passed for fewer than 200 yards. Now, against the Raiders, there must have been a stat correction or something because at one point, Mariota was up over. I think he got to like 206 or something. But per Pro Football Reference, Mariota finished the Raiders game with 199 yards passing. Did he get sacked? Your mic's off.
Did he get sacked?
Maybe. A lot of times the numbers kind of change a couple days. In Atlanta, where I think we're remembering the offensive production perhaps more so than reality. I mean, they finished that game with fewer than 300 total yards. They threw for 147 and ran for 147. So the thought, like, oh, man, the offense has looked better. I mean, maybe. Statistically, I don't think there's real support for that assertion.
It's not.
And in the Atlanta game, I mean, they were down in the third quarter 24-13. I'm not saying that anybody took their foot off the gas, but that they were down 11 in the second half of a game, and then they were able to score a few more times. There's zero part of me that believes the offense is better with Mariota. I think Mariota is really good and can help them. I would have liked to see Mariota run more against Atlanta. The best this offense can be is with Jaden Daniels at the helm.
I just think it's people looking for stuff, stretching. It hadn't looked better overall. We can remember some spots here and there. We just didn't see. What we didn't see in the first game, we didn't see Jaden as sharp as he was all last year. And I think people automatically, oh, man, he must be whatever. Because people play on that little sophomore slump thing.
Well,
but when you look at, like you said, the output and the production in that game, nothing has been very much closer.
I also think you always talk about this with turnovers, B, that like turnovers could kill you, but when you turn the ball over can really kill you.
Yeah.
The slow starts offensively, especially last week, You know how many plays Washington ran in the first quarter of that game?
Probably like four.
Three.
Six. Three. The ones first round. But that first play killed them. When they ran that play, it's like Atlanta was waiting on it. And now you're, instead of being like running a play up the middle and you get 3 or 4 yards.
Maybe it was four. They got the ball back at the very end of the first quarter.
Yeah, because they were running second and 13 or second and 12 at that moment.
So the first play of the game is minus three.
Yeah.
So Mariota's sacked on second down.
And then you don't want to, you want to stay ahead of the chains, not get behind them.
I don't believe the offense has performed better under Mariota. They have run the ball fairly well, fairly consistently, and that's going to make your overall statistics look a little bit better. Against Green Bay, they didn't run the ball enough.
Nah.
Now, you can argue they weren't able to, so why stick with it? There's the opposite school of thought there, that you stick with it no matter what. They finished that game. They only had two running backs get carries, and it was a combined 12 carries.
12 carries, 50 yards, is it?
No.
12
carries for 34 yards. Eckler had 8 for 17. Bill had 4 for 17.
Under 50 yards.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Against the Raiders, they ran the ball really well. Against Atlanta, they ran the ball well, if you look at the body of work. But the few times they had short yardage, offensively against Atlanta, it's really hard. Like, I get people want to say, okay, they had 27 points. They played pretty well. They couldn't control possession. They had the ball. They lost time of possession 34 to 26. Mm-hmm. They were 1 of 8 on third down. You're not going to win many games 1 of 8 on third down.
Well, you know, James, people look at the end result, the amount of points you had. That's it.
I think Mariota performed admirably in two games. He was really good against the Raiders. Some of the changes offensively that have happened, I do think might help a little bit. I don't know if you get Cosme back for this week against the Chargers, but you're getting Cosme back soon. I think the switch from Allegretti to Wiley and from Coleman to Paul has roughly paid dividends. I thought both were really good against the Raiders. I think the Falcons have a youthful, tough defensive line. The Falcons are playing pretty good defense. They didn't get it going like they did against the Raiders.
I saw confusion on the offensive line against the Falcons.
In the interior, too.
Yeah.
I think on the edges, for all the worry about Connerly, I thought he's played pretty well. Tunsil's been as advertised, if not better, frankly. A lot of people said, oh, he's a really good pass blocker. Not sure what you get from him in the run game. I think Connerly's been really good. But, you know, offensively through four games, they're 12th in the NFL in yards gained, 8th in the NFL in points scored. That's not going to kill you. Defensively, they're 24th in points allowed, 18th in points allowed. But, dude, for all the success this team has had, I think they're built to be a big play defense and to get the offense more opportunities. They're second to last in the NFL creating turnovers. They have one turnover.
They have one.
Four,
I mean,
games.
And they just got that. I mean, that's not good because they preach that a lot. And it's not like we had many close calls or close opportunities. We haven't even had the many opportunities.
There have been some fumbles. There have been some balls hit the ground that they just aren't recovering. It's been a relatively frustrating watch, I would say, thus far.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
It's just their score of their drives, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown. Mm-hmm. It's good for a top 10 in the NFL. Like, it's not a lack of moving the ball, but there have been far more field goals than touchdowns.
Yeah.
Gay was pretty good the other day, but if they could, they were trading threes for sevens. You're never going to win.
You can't win like that. Can't win like that at all.
The return game, like, they played one complete game. In that complete game, they kicked somebody's ass. In all of the other games, even against the Giants offensively, they weren't that great. Against Atlanta, a lot of things weren't great, especially on the defensive end. The third down problems are just so significant. They are 27th in the NFL on third downs. They've converted 15 of 45 third downs for a rhythm offense
mm-hmm.
that wants to get some tempo going. You can't do it if you don't stay on the field.
Nah, and the thing about it, we've lost yards on first or second down, and penalties have killed us as well.
Yeah.
Third and long, you can't live with that.
They have 30 penalties through four games. So that's what, a little bit more than seven a game?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever have, like, between Andy and Joe, was there ever like a targeted penalty number? Or
No.
Probably hard to reach, right?
Nah.
Here's what I can tell
you. Really, you just try to have as little as possible. You didn't want to have penalties.
Right. 30 penalties for 223 yards. This is an oversimplification, but they've gotten the advantage of only 27 penalties against them. So they're minus three in the penalty count. They've given up 9 first downs on penalties. It's a lot. They just haven't seemed dialed in offensively.
Yeah.
They're not out of sorts either. They don't look awful. Like, you see some, like, what we saw from the Bengals last night just looked awful. Washington hasn't been that, because even against the Packers, they were getting dominated by a defense.
Yeah.
Last night, Jake Browning just couldn't do anything, right?
True.
I think getting Jaden back out there, you know what would have been tremendously different against Atlanta is if instead of immediately getting down 10-0, what if it was, okay, the Falcons got the opening field goal, but then they came back and got a field goal, or they even came back and got a touchdown. Yeah. Like, it just hasn't really meshed, I would say. I want to go around the NFL, but Trucker Dan's been on hold for an hour, Jeff. I'm going to ask Trucker Dan. Dan, do you think the offense has looked better over the last two games?
You know, it doesn't look bad. You could have used a better scheme from Pittsburgh. He started off his scheme. Just leave it right there. I'm going to come get it. He started off his scheme too late. It was something I was telling Jeff earlier with Joe Gibbs. I heard B-Mitch said it once upon a time. When Joe Gibbs didn't like something, he changed that in the first quarter. Nowadays, I've seen we changed it all the way in the fourth quarter. That's our problem, man. It's not really the offense. It's the scheme, man. It takes too long to adjust, and that's how we lose in these games. I'm not the only one realizing that. In the fourth quarter, we always look good. Like, last game in the fourth quarter, we just went down the field and marched like it was nothing. Why we couldn't do that in the first quarter? It's taking too long to adjust, and that's our problem. That's all I can say.
All right, brother.
You know, specific to the Atlanta game, one of the reasons it felt maybe offensively like it took too long to adjust is they couldn't possess the ball. Atlanta possessed the ball in the first half for probably two-thirds of that game. You have 1-3 and out in the first quarter, and then Atlanta goes on these super long scoring drives. I do not think Cliff has been a problem. I know that there are stats you can point to. I mean, C-Rod and Bill were averaging, between the two of them, about 7.5 per carry against Atlanta, and they combined for 14 carries. I hear you. Now, if you take away the 150-yarder from C-Rod, those numbers look a lot different.
Mm-hmm. But I know he ran it.
There are people that want Bill on the field a lot more. He's looked really good with the ball in his hands. But I think there are questions about pass pro. Quinton's in Bethesda wants to talk about Bill. What do you got, Q?
What's up, fellas? So, basically, I have two things. The first thing is I keep hearing that Bill can't catch, And I don't know where this narrative's coming from, because every time I saw a throw from Jaden, it was a dirt ball. And every time Mariota came in and he was on a little dump off, it was good. He threw it right to him, and it was a positive game.
I think it was pretty clear in that second game against Green Bay that Bill ran the wrong routes. Now, he's a rookie. He's learning. He wasn't where the quarterback expected him to be. But it's great that he's learning.
I feel like he has sure hands, though.
But the problem has never been that he couldn't catch. It's pass pro, blocking linebackers that are blitzing. Picking up the guy that's coming off. That's where the problem comes. You can't protect your quarterback, you're not going to be on the football field.
But do you not trust him in the pass game? Because when he's in...
No, in the pass protection aspect of the game, no. They don't trust him 100%, no.
So you'd rather have McNichols blocking?
Yeah, McNichols is better blocking than he is.
The other thing...
And we saw him go 70-something yards the other day, so he can run too.
50, yeah.
It's not a bad thing on Bill. It's the fact that... Right. Everyone sees somebody running skill, and that's all you. That's not what they judge you by. They judge you by protecting the quarterback first. If you can't do that at a high level, you're not going on the football field very often.
It's also worth pointing out that Bill got the most touches of any running back last week. Like, yeah. I think there is some misconception that it's like, oh, Bill's not getting the ball. He got 9 touches. C-Rod only got 7. Yeah. McNichols, I think, had 3. So they are.
Chris Rodriguez has been playing really well. He broke a few last game, so I think they're still feeling out the backfield. But when Bill gets in the end zone, we find a way to win.
I don't know if that's cause or effect, but you're not incorrect, right? Like, yes, when Bill has scored, they have won those games. I'm a big fan of Bill. I think he's a dynamic player. I think he's the best jump cutter since maybe Alfred Morris.
Just a little bit. Let him really establish himself. Instead of making him what he's not.
And Chris Rodriguez are real power backs. I feel like Bill offers that finesse that we haven't had in so long.
Dog, McNichols took a 60-yarder to the house last week.
Yeah. And he broke like 4 tackles, 6 tackles on the way. So, you know, our running back room is impressive, and they have been impressing me. So I do see hope, but I feel like they got to give the young man the keys and have the power back to back him up. But, you know, I appreciate y'all taking my take. But second, as well as just got to go after B. Mitch real quick about Terry. Remember I said he was a body catcher and he only had a couple catches. He hasn't been that guy. I feel like Debo was more awarding and showing that he's worthy of the money than we paid Terry.
Man, you can think what you want to think. I don't care how you catch the ball, as long as you catch the damn ball. You call it here with these little takes and you think, listen, bro, you can call what you want. You just call 2 guys power back that are not power backs. So what you talking?
He's not a power back.
No, he's not a damn power back. He runs the ball. He's not a power back.
He runs angry.
Because you run angry don't mean you're a power back.
I mean,
in McNichols, he's more like
he weighs 209 pounds. He's a power back. He weighs 209. You call him a power back.
Thank you for the call.
He's about 210, 215.
But it doesn't make a difference how you run. If that's the way you run, that's the way you run.
I'm gonna keep us on time. Come on, thank you, Quentin.
Please,
yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right, see you, dude. Here's what we're going to do. I want to go around the NFL for, 6.5 hours this week. We've done nothing but talk about Washington. I want to look around the league. What's going on with the Baltimore Ravens? What, if anything, did we learn about Jackson Dart, the New York Giants? There's a big, large NFL out there. Let's go explore it.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is an official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.